It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and it's quarter number three, which means it's time for your questions, his answers. It's our Ask Ross segment brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. The 409tailgateclub.com crew has opened up a retail outlet in Happy Valley. It's a tailgate corner at the Emporium in the Nittany Mall. Join them on Friday nights prior to home games for a free tasting of tailgate barbecue and wine. If you always wanted to give their barbecue a try and pick up their rubs and sauces and some of the other stuff that they like, here's your opportunity to sample some of their fine barbecue. Don't forget, the listener deemed with the number one question this week by Ross will receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You get some various sauces and rubs. Okay, sir, are you ready? We took a boatload of questions for the bye week. I have sifted out some of the good ones. Number one comes from Michael in Savannah, Georgia. Great city. Hello, Ross. Seems as though a trend the past couple years for the Penn State offensive line has been the inability to deal with defensive line stunts. How is an offensive line supposed to properly deal with these types of moves? And are there any specific techniques to help? Thanks for everything you fellas do. I enjoy it.
So it's really continuity and chemistry as much as anything else. The more you're working with the guy next to you, the better. Well, it's that and football intelligence, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
So there's different stunts, like a TE stunt, an ET stunt. And just for the listener, just to teach you a little bit, anytime you hear a stunt, like if you hear someone say it's a TE stunt, all that means is the first letter penetrates, the second letter loops, right? So TE means the tackle lined up in the B gap between the guard and the tackle. He's typically going to go up the field. The end loops around. And the idea is you put the guard in a bind, like, do I stay with the three technique or do I come off and get the looper? So they're both fighting to try to get there. So number one is you have to have football intelligent guys. You have to have guys that can kind of see it and feel it before the snap and then as it happens, so that the guard in that instance can really snap off the tackle and push him onto the offensive tackle. And the offensive tackle can also kind of see it coming and get depth and put his inside hand out and kind of pull the defensive tackle to him so that the guard can snap off and get the looper. So number one is football intelligence. Number two is just chemistry and working with the guy next to you a lot. They don't really have that. I mean, the left side, it's a veteran guard, but a new tackle.
Right.
The right side, it's a veteran tackle, but new guards. That's probably better because then there's at least one veteran on each side. But hopefully you'd like to think that will just get better as it goes. But also, I don't know the football intelligence or awareness of those guys. I know that is a critical function of offensive line play at the next level, is the ability to see those things coming and just have a feel for it.
All right, good question. This comes from Matt in Melbourne, Australia.
Wow.
Loving your work from over here in
Australia.
Should
I make him the winner just to see Jim?
Can you do it with an Australian accent?
Yeah, please try.
I'm pretty good at accents. Hello, mate.
I shouldn't have done
hello,
that.
Hello, mate. Love your work from over here in Australia, guys. Ross, appreciate the technical insight for someone who didn't grow up in the game. I thought CJ Thorpe looked pretty good against Pitt. You want me to keep going, Bob, or you dying?
You're on a roll. You might as well finish it.
You've mentioned that in the pro, you always look for the run. So if CJ's weakness is the pass pro, what does that even matter? Can you just have him block and run and destroy dudes each and every time? And if I win, don't ship it over here. Give it to Andy.
It got better there at the
end. Oh, I thought that was excellent, Andy. Thank you for being a good sport. That
You're
was
welcome.
Amazing. So I want to know.
The amount of laughing going on in the studio.
If you're from Australia, you have to tell us how you're a Penn State fan listening to the Keystone Sports Network. And by the way, new rule. Everybody listening, make sure you tell at least one person this week about the Keystone Sports Network, the Keystone Kickoff Show, because we've got Andy freaking doing Australian terrible accents while he's asking questions. You don't get this anywhere else.
You really don't.
This is not available anywhere else.
I don't see Lions 247 doing this at all.
That was amazing. Spread the word. Follow us on Twitter at KSN Sportsnet. Jim, I know you're the boss, but if that does not get on social media, if you don't post that to Twitter,
yes, Jim,
you're wrong. You're doing it wrong, Jim. You're doing it wrong. I didn't even listen to the question. What was the question?
I have no idea.
He was asking about CJ Thorpe and the pass pro.
Yeah, you can't just have one lineman who just run blocks and one lineman who pass blocks.
Right.
That would telegraph it to the other team. You can't do that. They can't have the offense function based on Ricky Ronnie can't be like, well, who's in at guard? You know what I mean?
Right,
like he's
right.
got a base.
Which
on
guard
what,
do I have in?
Right, he's got to base it based on what the defense is. I will say though, you can know a little bit what the strengths are of the guys that are in there, and maybe be more likely to run the ball to the right when CJ Thorpe's in, more likely to pass when Miranda's in. But that's a very little part of it.
Okay, let's keep moving. With this is from Joe, and it just says the Skook. I don't know what that means.
The Skook.
Skook?
Maybe Andy.
Yeah, I think it is a Skook.
It's the Skook.
Yep,
it's Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania.
Oh, never heard. No, didn't know that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, did not know that. All right, Ross.
Well, whoever it is, they got a great chance to win because people from the Skook are awesome. And also, I feel bad that Andy just misrepresented perhaps the greatest region of Pennsylvania. Those people are hilarious. Look, I love where I'm from in Reading. Skook's about 45 minutes north. It is exactly the way the world was 60 years ago. It is unbelievable in every way. I went one time in college to visit with some of my college buddies, to visit one of my college teammates from Shamokin. We pulled over and stopped in like Mount Carmel, Ashland. We stopped for a beer in each one of those places, okay? We went one place. I said, I need four Yinglings. The guy said $2. I was like, that's amazing. $2 each? Like, that's nothing, right? Yeah. It was $2 total.
Yeah.
It was 50-cent Yingling drafts. 50 cent. Amazing. Skook's amazing. The fact that you never heard of it says a lot about a lot. And yep. I now understand why you like to direct quote player quotes on live radio and podcast.
All right. Ross the Boss. Hot take. True or false? In 12 years, Trace McSorley is named as James Franklin's successor as head football coach at Penn State.
That is definitely false. 12 years?
12 years was his number.
Well, so you are probably shorting him as an NFL player then. You're probably only giving him about 2-3 years because you need at least 8 or 9 coaching to be a legitimate head coaching candidate.
Trace definitely has an interest in coaching, though. I talked to his high school coach about it, and I do think that once – everything's said and done with him, that he would think about, if maybe not at the college level, but he would do it at the high school level. He could.
All right, you're listening to Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com for all your barbecue sauce rubs and 409 tailgate wine needs. Visit 409tailgateclub.com. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white.
Drink blue and light.
All right. Thank you, Ross. We're continuing with your questions in his answers. This comes from Kyle in Beacon Falls, Connecticut. Penn State's offense seems very similar to Major League Baseball offense today, where it's all about the home run and they don't care if a guy strikes out. Three and out, quick change of possession. Can this theory win you a championship, or should they be focusing a little more on the small ball approach?
What is the do you guys agree with that home run philosophy?
I think he's...
Because Journey Brown went 80... I mean, I don't know. That wasn't swinging for home run with Journey Brown.
I think more in the pass game he's probably talking about. I think there is some logic maybe to that question and the way that he phrased it, sure.
I think, by the way, when Penn State went to the Rose Bowl and won the Big Ten, that's exactly what their offense was.
Yeah, that's
so the answer would be yes, you can do it, because they weren't doing a lot of sustained drives back then.
Yeah.
It was Trace McSorley moon balls, 50-50 balls that like
don't Godwin tell that to Joe Moorhead.
Black no. now. Dude, how amazing would it be, by the way, if Joe Moorhead mentioned that in his press conference from Mississippi State this week? There are people that think back when I was at Penn State in 2016 that the balls were just 50-50 balls. That was amazing.
Great quote.
I know he listened, by the way. I told you, he told me one time. I met him one time. He's like, you still doing that radio show? I was like, yep. Yeah, we've had him on.
He's the best.
He is.
I really enjoy him.
All right, Chad from Kansas City asks, Ross, if you had the ability to upgrade just one of the following, quarterback, offensive coordinator, O-line coach, head coach, and everything else remained the same, which do you feel would have the greatest immediate impact on this season?
That's easy.
Quarterback, offensive coordinator, O-line coach, or head coach?
That's easy. Quarterback.
Quarterback.
It's always going to be a player more than a coach. I mean, do I think coaching is important? Yes. Do I think offensive coordinator, play calling, and O-line coach are important? Yeah, very. But they're never as important. Like, that's like the whole people argue Belichick or Brady. It's Brady. He's the guy that's actually out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I was surprised you let the O-line coach go. I'm a little surprised at that.
If it would just be a coaching question, that probably would have been it.
That probably would have been it, ladies and gentlemen. But he threw
Do we have a good question yet? We have a minute and 50 seconds. I might have to give it to Skook by default, even though his question was terrible.
Australia guy. All right, this comes from Michael in Hoboken, New Jersey. This might be a little nitpicking, but I want your take, Ross, on why the offensive coordinator for Penn State is not down on the field like every other program, it seems. He's in the box. I like verbal talking to a quarterback in person, not over the phone. Your thoughts?
Disagree. I think it's a personal preference for the coach. They can usually see things a lot better from up there. There's a lot of coordinators, NFL, college, that like to be up in the booth. It is hard to see things from the sideline. I do sideline for radio, and you just can't see the big picture like you can from the booth. Most I know prefer being able to see it from the booth, and if they're on the field, a lot of times it's because the head coach wants them down there to be able to talk to the quarterback. They have headsets for a reason. I mean, it's a multi-million dollar operation.
Right.
They can talk that way. They don't need to see each other face-to-face on that. So I disagree. What was that? Who's that from?
That was from
Hoboken.
Hoboken, New Jersey.
That's the winner.
That was Michael from Hoboken, New Jersey.
That's the winner. I thought that was a good question.
Hoboken is a great town, too.
Yes, it is.
It's an absolute.
My wife lived there first 2 years of our relationship.
I've never been to Hoboken.
Awesome.
You got to go.
You got to go.
Awesome. But I learned something today.
He's
the Skook is Schuylkill County.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
I did not know
Say
that.
Say Schuylkill.
Schuylkill.
I shorted it up.
Still wrong.
Yeah.
Schuylkill?
Schuylkill.
Schuylkill.
Yep.
I'm just going to go with the Skook from now on. That's
Skook
really
is good.
A great nickname.
You have never seen like the stickers on the back of the cars?
Never seen
Skook?
Them. Nope.
Skook,
been up
Jimmy,
there a lot,
burn
too.
This tape.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number three. Maryland Penn State preview coming up. You're not going to want to miss it.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.